This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. A ballot initiative to change legislative and congressional redistricting in Arkansas has been approved by the Attorney General. The Arkansas Citizens Redistricting Amendment would establish a 7-member Citizens Redistricting Commission and do away with the State Board of Apportionment. That's the committee made up of 3 officials, the governor, attorney general, and secretary of state, which currently draws state legislative redistricting lines. Over the last several decades, there has been a move around the nation toward forming independent redistricting commissions, which aims to address partisan gerrymandering. Political scientist Jay Barth with Hendricks College says Arkansas's Board of Apportionment is unique.
I think it is clear that while it is very much a political process at this point, things are a little different in Arkansas than in other states in that it is this 3 statewide elected officials who have the power rather than the legislature itself over the drawing of state legislative district lines.
Barth notes the state legislature still has great power when it comes to the drawing of congressional district lines, a power they share with the governor every 10 years as they pass a new map. The approved ballot initiative also seeks to abolish that authority given to the legislature. A 3,000-pound goat-headed statue of the idol Baphomet will be part of a protest of the Ten Commandments monument on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol. The co-founder for the Satanic Temple, who uses the pseudonym Lucian Greaves, announced yesterday the statue will be part of a rally on August 16th.
Trying to show people that they have a state government that is completely undermining the very bedrock principles of American values. And for that purpose, we're rallying on the Capitol grounds and bringing the monument with us when we do it.
According to Greaves, the protest is part of a lawsuit alleging the Ten Commandments monument is a violation of the First Amendment. The Satanic Temple used a similar approach in Oklahoma City, which resulted in the removal of a Ten Commandments monument from its state capitol in 2015. Tyson Foods is revising its earnings forecast downward for the current budget year. The Arkansas-based company said yesterday that uncertainty in trade policies and increased tariffs is negatively impacting chicken and pork prices. The earnings forecast is now $5.70 to $6 per share, down from $6.55 to $6.70 per share. American Electric Power is canceling the Wind Catcher Energy Connection project. The proposed $4.5 billion project, the largest wind farm on the continental U.S., featured an 800-turbine wind farm located on the Oklahoma Panhandle. A 350-mile dedicated power line and power station near Tulsa would deliver clean wind energy to customers in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. The project had been approved by the Federal Regulatory Commission as well as by 3 state commissions when AEP learned the project had been rejected July 26th by the Public Utility Commission of Texas. Critics in opposition to the project complained the debt service to consumers would pose a long-term economic burden, which AEP refutes. In a press release, AEP states it would move forward, investing $24 billion over the next 3 years to rebuild aging infrastructure across all its U.S. assets, add advanced technologies to the energy system, and create a more reliable and resilient grid to enhance service for customers. A contractor for the city of Fayetteville will be milling and placing an asphalt overlay on a section of Garland Avenue between Maple Street and Weddington Drive this week. The crew will work on this project during the night and will alternate work on north and southbound lanes. Work will take place from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. through Monday, August 6th.